Yes.
Okay, let's start straight away. I'm sorry about that, some technical problems. Okay, good morning to all.
Morning.
Morning.
Let's begin straight away. It's a late start. We're on the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Omed Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, it's about 10 lines into the wide lines. First word on the line is Devadai. Devadai. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Hoy Mahalech Chutz La'ir. Somebody was walking around about the city of Ro'o Oir, and he saw a light, he saw a fire. Im Ovo Kepia Kivshon Mavorechalov, Im Lav, Eid Mavorechalov, this we saw yesterday already. It has to be a light that was initially ignited for purposes of giving light, as opposed to a light that was lit for purposes of giving heat or for cooking or something else. So if it was as large as the flame that comes out of the entrance to the furnace, then that type of light is assumed to be to have been lit for purposes of giving light. And therefore, that's the type of light that you can make a bracha on for Havdalah. If it's a smaller flame, then we have to assume it was just lit for cooking purposes, for example, and that cannot be used. That's what we saw yesterday. So now we carry on. Says the Gemara. Toni Choda. We have one braisa that says, Oir shel kivshon. The fire that comes from a kivshon mavarech olav, you can make a bracha on it for Havdalah. V'tanya idach, we have another braisa that says, Ein mavarech olav. So what's going on? Are you allowed to make a bracha, boirim oir ha'ish, on the fire that comes out of the furnace? Seems to be a steer. One braisa says you can, one braisa says you cannot. Says the Gemara loy kashya. Ho mitchilo, ho lebesif. There's a difference between the fire that's lit at the beginning as opposed to the fire at the end. What's the difference? Says Rashi. Bitchilo, remember this furnace is used to put bricks in it and to burn them basically into cement. So says Rashi. Bitchilo, bitchilas, sreifas, avonim, ein, ho'oir, lo'ho'ir. In the beginning, when they first burn the bricks, the light is not there, lohoir. It's not there to give light. Rather, it is there for purposes of heating up the avonim. So at that stage of the game, clearly, you cannot therefore use the light to make a bracha on Havdalah because that light is not there for purposes of giving light. However, besoif, at the end, they then morph the process. Why? What happens? What changes? Says Rashi, besoif, after the bricks have been basically burnt, in the majority of them, then madlikin oir godl. What they used to do then is light a large fire lamalo lamareik sreifa soavonim, in order to then clean up all the mess from the burning of the stones. And they used to use this fire as well, also for purposes of giving light. So if it's also for purposes of giving light, so therefore it is allowed to be used for Havdalah, because even though it's also ignited for other purposes, but definitely one of the reasons that it's lit is in order to give light, and therefore it can be used for Havdalah, perfectly simple. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara, Toni Choda. We have one braisa that says, Oir shel tanur. Till now we're talking about a furnace, now an oven. The light of an oven, the shel kiraim. Kiraim is like a old-fashioned stove top, as it were. Mavarchin olav. And yet it says, V'tanya yidach, ein mavarchin olav. Once again, it seems to be a stira. Loi kasha, it's not difficult. Ha betchila, ha lebesayf. It depends. Initially, the fire was apparently lit in order just to heat up the food. At the end, when you want to clean up the mess, they lit a fire again at the end, which is to clean up the mess, but also to give light. And if it's also to give light, then this flame is considered a neir lahoir. And if it's a neir lahoir, then it can be used for Havdalah. Says Rashi, shel tanur, of an oven. Again, besayif mevarachin olav, it's a fire that you light at the end, then you can make a bracha over it. La'achar shehusak hatanur. After the tanur has already been ignited and heated, v'hapas besoicha, and the bread in it all becomes baked. Then at the end, they used to start all over again and make an oven fire. Madlikin, they used to light kismin dakin, thin pieces of wood. Befiv, the entrance to the tanur lahoir, both to give light, v'likloit choymoi l'toichoi, in order to add combustion inside it in order to clean it up. The kiven de mishtamesh lahoiroi, because it is used in part, at least, also to give light, therefore, mavarchin olav. So the rule is very, very simple. Any light, any flame that has been lit in order to give light, even if it's been lit for other reasons as well, it doesn't matter. As long as that is one of the purposes of the initial lighting of that particular flame, you can use it for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. If, however, it has been lit for other reasons and other reasons only, for example, cleaning or cooking or whatever it may be, then you cannot make a bracha on it. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara, Toni Choda, we have one brisa that says, Oir shel beis ha-kneses v'shel beis ha-medrash. Obviously, in those days, they did not have electric lights, used to light candles. So can you use the candle in the shul for Havdalah? Say, it's a bit of a problem, because we have one brisa that says, yes, mevarchin olav, the Tanya Idach, we have another brisa that says, ein mevarchin olav. So what's going on? Can you or can't you? Says the Gemara, loy kasha. Again, this can be very easily reconciled, and it's not a kasha. Why? Ha de ikka odom choshuv, ha de leka odom choshuv. One is talking about where there is a prestigious person there, and one is talking about where there is no prestigious person there. Now, why would that make a difference? So look at Rashi. Oyer shel beis ha-kneses. B'de'ika odom choshuv, if there is a prominent person there, then lichvoidoi hidlikuha, then the neir that's close to him was lit in honor of him. But v'loi shetzorich la'oir, but not because he needed light, elo l'kovoid ba'alma, it is merely for kovoid. So just like they give the Odom Choshev, I don't know, a fancy chair and a fancy seat and a fancy place. So they also give him his own extra candle, but not that he actually needs it to read his Siddur. There's plenty of candles in the shul without it. So if that's the case, that then...
Are these halachos, or in a certain situation, the person that's lighting for the Odom Choshev can also have kavana for, so they can make a bracha? Or are these like...
Yeah, 100%. It all depends on the Messias, what his kavana was. In the normal case, then the assumption is whatever was lit for an Odom Choshev, it's just there for his covered, but not their lahoir. If that's the case, says Rashi, ve'ein mevarchin olav. However, says Rashi in the next Rashi, but if leka Odom Choshev, so then why did they light these candles? It must be lahoir lohem hidlikuha. They must have lit these candles only to give light, but not to give cover to any individual, because there was no Odom Choshev, in which case, Mavarachin. Says the Gemara, maybe we can suggest a different Eretz. The boy is saying, alternatively, ha, v'ha, di'ika Odom Choshev. Maybe both cases are talking about their own Odom Choshev. That's not the distinction. V'loi kasha, ha, di'ika chazona, V'ha de leka chazona. What does that mean? We use the word, by the way, chazan. In nowadays terminology, we talk about the chazan. The chazan is the shliach tzibur. But in times of Chazal, that's not what the chazan was. The chazan was the shamash. He was the gabbai. He took care of the, whatever, of the needs of the Beis HaKnesses. So says Rashi, ha v'ha de ikka adam chashuv. Maybe in both cases, there's an Odom Choshev. That's not the discussion. But the ikar chazana, but if it's a shul that has a chazan, what's a chazan? Shamash, he's, as it were, the caretaker, the gabbai, the janitor. She'oichel b'beis ha-knesses, he also eats in the shul. See, if he eats in the shul, everybody goes home, but he stays there to take care of things, and that's where he eats his suda. Then, af lo'oiro asuya. Then clearly the candle has been lit, not only for the kavod of the Talmud Chacham, but also to give light for the gabbai to eat his meal there. She'yoichal ha-chazan lo'oiro. So that the chazan will be able to eat by the light, and therefore mevorachin. So therefore, according to this second answer, it wouldn't depend on whether there's an Adam Choshev there, it would depend on whether there's a chazan. If there's a chazan there, so he's going to use the light of the candle, so you can make a bracha. If there's no chazan there, then clearly it was just lit for the Adam Choshev, which is just for kavod purposes. Says the Gemara, finally, a third answer. Maybe maybe in both cases there is a chazan. So what's the distinction then? Why does one brisa say you can and another say you can't make a bracha? V'lo kasha. Ha de ikka sahara. V'ha de leka sahara. Sahara means light. Is there already light in the shul? Even if there is a chazan there, but this particular candle we don't consider as having been lit for purposes of giving light if the Beis HaMedrash is already lit up.
Here so they translate as where there is a radiant moon.
In other words,
the moonshine.
Right. If there is moonlight, so therefore why do they light an extra candle? Ah, it must be just for kavod. Well, then you can't make a bracha. If there's no moonlight, so then it was lit to give light, and then you can make a bracha. Says Rashi, ha v'hod ikka chazana v'ikka sahara. V'ikka sahara means there's moonlight. Oh, well, if there's moonlight, sha'a chazan yochoil le'echoil lo'oira. Well, then the gabbai can eat by the moonlight, so he doesn't need any extra candles. Is then ein mevorachin al haner? Well, then you cannot possibly light this candle for making a bracha Moshe Shabbos. Why? Sheloi lahoir hidlikua, because it definitely was not lit in order to give light, because there's plenty of moonlight. So why did they light it? Elo lekavod adam choshev. It must be just to give kavod for the adam choshev. So again, it's really the same teret three times, just different okimtas. Adam Choshev, not Adam Choshev, there's a chazan, there's no chazan, there's moonlight, there's no moonlight. The bottom line is there's one denominator, one factor. If it was there, lahoir, to give light, you make a bracha. If not, then not. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Hoyu Yoishvin Bebeis HaMedrash, we'll see this Gemara is very topical. It was quoted at the Levaya on Sunday. Tanu Rabbanon Hoyu Yoishvin Bebeis HaMedrash. People who were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, Veheviu Oir Lifnehem. They were there on Motzei Shabbos in the Beis HaMedrash, and the candle was brought there for Havdalah purposes. Beis Shammai Oimrim, so Beis Shammai says, Kol Echod Ve'Echod Mevorech La'atzmoy. So every single person should make his own bracha. The candle should make its way around the Beis HaMedrash. Everybody will stop his learning for the moment, will say Boirim O'Eri Ha'esh, and will then continue learning. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, that no, I disagree. Echad mevarech lekulon. One person should make a bracha on behalf of everybody. Everybody should first stop. One person will make a bracha loudly for everybody to hear, and that way they will be yet. So why? Mishum shenema, the famous principle, beroiv am hadras melech. Better than each person making a bracha on an individual basis, it's better if one person makes a bracha for everybody. That's called Beroiv Am. That's why, for example, Friday night kiddush, one person makes kiddush and is moitzi everybody instead of making their own kiddush. So the question is, Bishloima beis Hillel. In the case of beis Hillel, I understand, Mefarashi Taima. Beis Hillel explained their reason very clearly. Beis Hillel said, the reason why we hold that one person should make a bracha on behalf of everybody is because Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Elo, Beis Shammai, my timer. But what's the reason of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai never gave us his reasoning. Why is Beis Shammai telling you that every single person has to make their own bracha? Why does he disagree with Beis Hillel, who says that Beroiv Am Hadras Melech? Says the Gemara, Kosovri, because they hold Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash. World famous Gemara. What does that mean, Bitul Beis HaMedrash? Says Rashi, Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash, Shebizman She'echod Mevorech L'Kulam. Because at the time that one person is making a bracha for everybody, Heim tzrichim lishtoik, they will have to be silent, migir sosom, from their learning. Kedei sheyischavnu kulam, in order they should all be able to have kavana, v'yishmu elov, and to listen to him, v'yanu omein.
How is that different from where everybody does it individually? You're still going to have the same problem.
No, because if everybody does it individually, it takes less time. You mean, how long does it take the bracha? 5 seconds. You don't even need to say amen, because you yourself are saying the bracha, and that's it. But if they have to silence the crowd until you get 500 talmidim in yeshiva, all silence will take a minute or two. Then they've got to listen and say amen. So it will cause a few extra seconds of bittul Torah.
A few extra seconds.
And this Gemara was quoted at the Levaya on Sunday by Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein, the son-in-law of Rav Eliashiv, as was Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They were married to two sisters. And he said he believes that this is why he never asked Rav Chaim. He was very, very close to Rav Chaim. He used to learn with him every week. Rav Chaim, as is well known, in the later years, instead of giving a lengthy bracha to people, he used to say bracha v'hatzlacha. But in the very last years, he shortened it to buha, beis vav hei. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said, I never asked Reb Chaim, why did he not say the full words, bracha v'hatzlacha, but he referred to this Gemara, and he says, my assumption is, in order to save time, and less bittul Torah. Somebody just told me yesterday that Reb Chaim's house is a very small house. It just has 2 bedrooms in it. So when his children were small, he had 8 children sleeping in 1 bedroom. So Koilel Chazon Ish, the famous big Koilel in Bnei Brak, they offered to add an extra room. They would pay for it, build on an extra room to Reb Chaim's house. So a bit more space. But Reb Chaim refused. You know why he refused? So you're probably thinking, because he didn't want any luxuries, a big house. He said, no, because if there's an extra room, it will take extra time on Leil Bedikas Chometz to look for that last room, it will cause bittul Torah. So if you've only got a 2-bedroom house, it will take less time to do Bedikas Chometz. A 3-bedroom house, oh, that's a luxury. It'll take an extra half an hour to do Bedikas Chometz. So for the half an hour a year, it'll be a bittul Torah. Says the Gemara, we have a similar theory, a similar principle. Tanya Nami Hochi, so to have learned in the Brisa. Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel. In the yeshiva of Rabban Gamliel, Loi Hoyu Oimrim Marpe. Bebeis HaMedrash. Why? Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. What does Marpe mean? Marpe, as Rashi is about to explain, as we know, when somebody sneezes, it's traditional to give him a bracha. In English, you'd say, bless you. In common Ivrit, you say labriut. In Yiddish, you say gesundheit. Says Rashi, marpe la'odom hamisatesh, to somebody who sneezes, sheregilim loima, because it's the norm to say asusa. Asusa means, I think it's the name of a hospital actually in Ashdod or something. Asusa means to heal.
That's asuta.
Yeah, that's where it comes, same word.
Yeah.
Asuta means to heal. So if you sneeze, you say, oh, you should be healed. So where does this all come from? So it's a medrash. Krieger brings a medrash that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially created the world, people were not ill or unwell before they died. Rather, when it came their time, they used to sneeze and that's it. They expired, they passed out. Until Yaakov Avinu davened and says, no, don't do this. Please let a person be unwell towards the end of his life. And that way, they still have a time to daven, etc., etc. So now, until this very day, when somebody sneezes, this is reminiscent of back to original times, when a person used to sneeze and then drop dead. So that's why you have to give them a bracha straight away. Oh, bless you. So in the yeshiva, Rabban Gamliel, they did not do that in the Beis HaMedrash. If you see somebody in the street and he sneezes, you can give him a bracha, but not in the Beis HaMedrash. Why? Because once again, because it causes bitul Beis HaMedrash. How long does it take to say bless you? About half a second, that's little tear. Okay, says the Gemara Vaita. Again, we'll see, this is not difficult Gemara. We can go relatively quickly. Says the Gemara, Ein mevorchin loy al haneir veloy al habesomim shalmesim. A person who passed away and his body was lying waiting to be buried, the minhag was to light candles there and also to put besomim around the dead body. You cannot use either that neir or the besomim for purposes of havdalah. Why not? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Ein mevorchin lo yala neir v'lo yala besomim shomesim. My timer, what's the reason? Neir, in the case of the candle, lekovod hu da avida, it is made for kovod. Obviously, it's not there to give light. The mace does not need the light, but rather it's kovod hamis. It's kovod hamis. So once again, if it's kovod hamis, meaning it's not a neir which is there to give light. So that's the case, and you can't now use it for havdalah. That's why the neir cannot be used. What about the besomim? Because the besamim as la avuri reicha, to remove any bad smell, hu da avido. So just like that, the neir has to be there lahoir, so too we have to have besamim whose purpose is to give to smell from. Whereas the besamim are not there to smell, but rather they're just there to get rid of a bad odor which is emitted by the dead body. Says Rashi, lekovod ner lekovod hames avida, it's just kovod hames, and besomim is avida le'avuri recha, desirchoinoi shel mes, the stench of the dead body, avidi, that's why these besomim are there, but veloi lahariach, but they're not there for people to go and smell. Besomim that you use on Motzei Shabbos has to be besomim, which are there, whose purpose is to smell from, to enjoy the fragrance, not just to get rid of a bad smell. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Kol Shemoitzin Lefonov Bayoim Ubalaylo. Again, we're talking about a person who has died. Kol shemoitzin lefonov b'yoyim u'balaylo ein mevorchin olov. The kol she'ein moitzin lefonov elo balaylo mevorchin olov. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Kol meis shehu chashuv, any dead person who is prominent enough, lohoitzi lefonov neir bayoim. As we said, you'd only light a candle for purposes of kovoid hames. Now, you're only going to give kovoid to the mace if indeed he's an Adam Choshev. So that type of person whom you would light a candle both at day and at night, so we can be rest assured that the candle that's lit next to his body is for what purpose? It must be the kovoid. Proof of the pudding is because even when he's buried at day, when I don't need the light, they still light candles. So you see that the candle is therefore just lit the kovoid. If that's the case, don't use that for Havdalah. Says Rashi, kol meis shu choshev, any meis who's so prominent, lahoitzi lefono, they always take out in front of him a neir b'yoim, even during the day when clearly the light is not needed. So you should know, if they happen to take him out at night on Motzei Shabbos, lekvura ein mevarchim aloi se'aner, why? Dekavoid avida, because it's there for kavoid v'loy lahoir. How do I know it's there for kavoid? Because he's the type of person, even had he been buried at day, they would have lit a candle. That's only for kavoid. But the kol mace, says Rashi in the next Rashi, the kol mace she'enoi choshev. If the mace is not so choshev lahoitzi ne'er lefon of bayoim, elo balaylo, they would only light a candle for him at night. So what does that show? That it's not for kavoid, it's just for practical reasons to give light. So then, mevorchen olav, im hoitziu b'motzei Shabbos lekvura. So if they were burying him on Motzei Shabbos, if the candle was clearly lit to give light, how do I know? Because he's the type of person who's not so choshev, and had he died at day, they would have not lit a candle. So if there's no issue of kavoid, it's all their lahoir. If it's their lahoir, it can be used for havdalah. Okay, we have to hold it over here. So, Emes Hashem, next time, which will be Sunday, if Be'ezus Hashem is Baruch, we get a full week next week, I believe we'll be able to do this last Omid and finish the parrot by the end of Zman, Emes Hashem.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. All